going into the Old Testament, to the first book of Samuel, it's chapter 16, verses 6 through 13. So when they came, he looked on Eliab and thought, "Surely the Lord's anointed is now before the Lord." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not see as mortals see. They look on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." Then Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. He said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel, and Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Samuel said to Jesse, "Are all your sons here?" And he said, "Well, there remains yet the youngest, but he is keeping the sheep." And Samuel said to Jesse, "Send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here." He sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and had beautiful eyes and was handsome. The Lord said, "Rise and anoint him, for this is the one." Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon David from that day forward. Samuel then set out and went to Ramah. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So let us pray. Lord Jesus, may you speak to our hearts and our minds. Amen. Now, many of us watched yesterday's service of the coronation in Westminster Abbey. It's a service full of symbolism and biblical references. And we've been talking about which bits were our favourites. And one of my favourite parts of the coronation service was when they call upon the Holy Spirit. They sang the Veni Creator. It's sung in ordination services just before the ordinations. And in the service yesterday, so they sang and they called upon the Holy Spirit to come and pour himself out in that place, pour himself out on the king. And then Charles was anointed with oil, an anointing that is so deeply personal that it was away from the public eye. He was stripped of all his regal regalia of office and was simply a man in his shirt sleeves being anointed as king, being anointed for a job, a task that God has put before him. Now, in our reading today, we hear of the anointing of another king. Now, Samuel the prophet, someone who is God's messenger, is sent to Jesse in Bethlehem and is told that one of Jesse's sons is going to be the next king over Israel. Now, Samuel goes to Jesse and Jesse has his sons pass in front of Samuel. And Jesse gets seven of them to pass by Samuel, and none of them are the one God has chosen. In verse 7, we heard it said, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height.'" So that's all related to a king in this era needed to be someone who was tall, physically imposing, a warrior, someone ready to go into battle, somebody who was good looking and was appealing to everyone around that people would want to follow him. And the reading goes on, "Do not consider his outward appearance, his height, because I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." But God looks at the heart. Now, in the books of the law at the beginning of the Bible, in the book of Deuteronomy, in the law, it says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind and strength." So God focuses on our hearts. It's not about what we do all the time. Now, many of us focus on what people do in public. Now, often what we see of somebody in public is hugely reflective of where their heart is. But like yesterday in the coronation, when the screens are pulled round for the anointing, there's that part of us that goes, we want to see. But actually what matters in all of us is where our heart is at. Now, as a young person, when I was about 16 or 17, I went to some youth celebrations and I wanted to be like one of my friends. She was on the stage, she was leading alongside the leadership team, and I wanted to preach like her. I wanted to be popular. She seemed to be so popular. But actually my heart was in the wrong place. And as I got to know Lisa more and more, I knew that she spent time with God. She spent time in prayer. She was reading her Bible. And as we went through sixth form together, I learned so much from her. And the number of times God used her to guide me. And I learned that her heart was first and foremost for Jesus. So after Samuel has had these seven brothers pass in front of him, he asks Jesse if there's anyone else. Now Jesse's response is, yes, but he's tending the sheep. In other words, he's going, yes, there is another one, but he doesn't matter. He's the youngest. He smells of sheep. But to God, David was the chosen one. David had spent time looking after the sheep. He had a heart after God's own heart. And later in his life, David gets lots of things wrong. But first and foremost, is a king after God's own heart, because he loves God. David loved God. He worshipped him. Many of our Psalms are written by David. Somebody who was willing to be vulnerable before God, and his heart is expressed in worship. So David is anointed with oil by Samuel. This is a physical sign of the inward grace that he, like our new King Charles, can only do this job with God's strength, with the power of the Holy Spirit guiding him and keeping his heart towards him. He can do it to be a good king. So the anointing of oil is an outward sign of an inward grace. Now for us, the key to being followers of Jesus is that as we turn our hearts towards him, as we turn our hearts towards Jesus, we allow him to transform our hearts. It comes through us saying yes to him. It is through the things that happen in the unseen, in the unpublic places. It's through the reading of scripture. It's through our prayers, through our worship, through what we do in the day-to-day when nobody's watching. It's in that place that we are able to open our heart to God and able to be people that seek Jesus first. Before what anyone else wants to see, we're seeking Jesus first. And it's in making the decision that we are only going to let him, Jesus, be the king of our lives, so that we can love him and allow him to be the king of our hearts, as the king of our soul, as the king of our mind, and as the king of our strength. It's in those private places that we say he is our number one. He is our king. Jesus is our number one. Amen.